Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, a snowy one, but it's a new one. You've got the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mayluff. I am joined by Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
We're going to have some fun today on this 22nd of February, 2023. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar in just a little bit. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have some fun stuff with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little after Melissa's news, we'll be joined by Phil Hartley with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. That is going to be great. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait. And of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day, some Annie Wright stories. We'll get some entertainment news too. Some interesting stuff in there. Wanted to touch on the story you might have just heard a little bit about the Stones and the Beatles. I was all excited to break that, but nope. Of course, a million people have already talked about that by now.
Darn you, CBS.
It's already 7 in the morning. Yeah. People have already, they're already newsed out.
Old news.
Paul Rudd is in our entertainment section and the best and worst cities for football fans. We're going to get into that one. That's going to come up.
Okay.
We got plenty more to talk about today. I want to talk about this gentleman who set a record at Disneyland. There is the 4-day weekend experiment I want to get into with you, Seth.
Okay.
And rage applying.
Eh?
Yeah, there's something called rage applying. Have we gotten that bored with society that we're just making up terms?
We're just making
and things
stuff up now.
Yeah, it's all we're doing.
Applying for some rage. I don't have enough.
Something we are definitely not making up is the results from the primary yesterday.
Wanted to
go over that real quick. Big one, Justice of the Supreme Court, Janet C.
Protasiewicz, I think.
It's not even 7:30, so I was gonna take my time with it. But yes, Protasiewicz was the candidate that won. Daniel Kelly came in next, and then Everett D. Mitchell and Jennifer R. Darrow. As far as village trustee for Port Edwards, it looks like Joseph Zerflew was one of the most vote-getting candidate out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And for alderperson in Marshfield, we have Bonnie J. Anders. In the school board membership for Marshfield, Tara Trembling in Stevens Point. It looks like Alex Sommers. And in Wisconsin Rapids here, which huge results, by the way, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm.
Like a lot of people turned out
votes,
for this one. Yeah. I am seeing, I want to double check on this because I don't like what I'm seeing here. Let's see here. School board, it looks like
the top four,
John
I think.
Krings. Yep. Yes, John Krings, Kathy Stebbins Heinz, and Christopher Inda. And then there would be Mike Derry, finally, to wrap it up. So those were the four that were there for that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having the updates in our news. You'll hear that from Melissa in just a little bit.
That's right.
You can go to woodcountywi.gov to get the rest of the results. I was able to vote yesterday. Were you able to?
I was able to vote yesterday.
See, now I want to. Now that's okay. I appreciate that. That's great. I'm glad you jumped. You played along. You're a great improv artist.
I did.
You always say yes. You go right along with things.
No.
I asked somebody that the other day, and they looked at me like I asked them what they do in their bedroom. Like And I was a little taken back. And I was like, look, sorry, I didn't mean anything by it or nothing like that. I wasn't trying to, they know I work in radio, so I don't know if that had something to do with it or
possibly, whatever.
But the look I got from that was interesting. And I actually think that might have been a good thing. I was talking to her about it. I kind of missed the days where I didn't know who people voted for. Where we didn't treat our political teams like they're a sports team. You realize the R or the D is not a Green Bay Packers symbol, right, guys? That's not how we should be treating this.
Exactly.
And so it used to be back in the day when we were kids, you would hear your dads or your uncles or just guys I'm talking about because we were around a lot of guys, you would being guys.
Yeah, right.
You would hear them talk about some of the nastiest things in the world and tell some of the worst jokes you've ever heard.
Yeah.
But God help you if you asked who they voted for. That was too far. That was a line. That was a
bridge
too far.
That's the bridge too far, yeah.
And that was good. I thought that was a good thing. I thought that was the way this whole thing was supposed to work.
Yeah, secret ballot and all,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I don't care who you vote for. I don't need to know that information. It's good that you do. I hope you're informed. Get out there and vote. It's very important. After that, You know, I don't have any more interest in that than what you're doing in your bedroom. I don't care. I thought it was actually a good sign, even if it was just one person.
Just one person. Well, here, this should help you feel better. So I pick up my oldest from school. And I went directly to the polls from there because I didn't want to forget, you know, and I wanted to make sure I got in there. So he comes in with me. And the whole time, all he's talking about is, Dad, is this all right? It's supposed to be a secret ballot. I'm not supposed to know who you voted for. I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You won't see who I vote for. It's a secret and everything like that. And then so it was funny, though. So he knows. He's got it. Yeah, he's got it down.
Did he have a good birthday?
Yes. Yes, he did have a good birthday. He had pizza, which for him is always a plus.
Kind of a win right there. Yeah. I mean, you already won. That's a pretty good birthday right there.
No, it was fun. We had a good time yesterday. He wanted to just spend it with us, with the family today. Yesterday. So that was fun. That was all very cool.
Well, you guys might be spending a little more time together. With this
we are, yes. Latest, you
know? A lot of people might be stuck indoors.
Yes. Pray for Beth today.
Yeah, please do. It seems fair. I mean, she does it so much for us.
Yeah, right. A few prayers won't hurt for her, right?
Yeah, right. I say all that because the next couple of days for Morning Magazine might be a little iffy. I don't expect our guests to show up. I've got backup if they don't. I'm already set up if they don't come in or anything like that. But here's hoping that we're able to be joined, especially today. I would think today might be okay.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to get any snow until the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We'll, of course, get a live update from Paul Trombley in just a little bit, which days like today is why we want those live updates.
Yep.
We can actually talk to the person. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that. Speaking of talking to people, we have a life hack coming up a little bit later that's all about being able to reach a real person on the phone when you're calling customer service.
Okay.
So I'll leave that for you a little bit later. As far as Morning Magazine, after Seth and I are done wrapping things up, in part one at 10:04, we will have Lauren Valenstein in. She is the vice chair of the Wood County Board. She's also on the jail construction committee.
Ooh.
Looking forward to talking with her. We're going to talk about, cold fusion. We're going to talk about the jail. Uncover anything we can about that. And, of course, we'll have our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record.
Mm-hmm.
In part two, we will catch up with Callie Johnson and friends because we're not sure who she's going to bring in from the ODC. We are looking forward to it, whoever it is.
Okay.
ODC and Milkweed Market will be our topic. We'll tell you all about some of the fun things going on over there.
All right.
And looking at our sports schedule for this Wednesday night, it is at 7 o'clock, Wisconsin men's basketball at Iowa. That game hopefully will go on.
Hopefully.
It's in Iowa, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that might help. But Iowa might not be getting much better weather than we do.
No.
I haven't checked the forecast over there recently, but I might do that just between one of our breaks here just to see what the odds are of that playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to keep in mind. A little bit later in our entertainment news, we're going to talk about Seth Faces the Music, Director's Cut. We've got some fun stuff. We had a nice recording session yesterday. One of the things that I was thinking about, Seth, that is fun with this show, Director's Cut, that Seth and I tag team together, mm-hmm. Yesterday we had Ron Humphreys in.
Rick Humphreys.
That's Ron. Rick Humphreys. I apologize, Rick. Rick is a local author, local poet.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great conversation with Rick.
It was
a lot of fun. That is an interview that you won't hear probably until March 5th.
Right.
so we're able to pre-record these things. I thought one of the fun things we can do is kind of tease them a little bit and let people know when we're making these recordings. We've got Alexis Walton hopefully coming in tomorrow. I don't know. I'm guessing probably more likely Friday or next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Realistically, but we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Alexis is the voice of the Carpet City commercials and local great singer.
The jingle, yeah.
She's got a bunch of music on Spotify and that kind of thing. She's going to be joining us too this week, and it's just we're looking forward to that. And I always like to remind the audience, we are always open to suggestions. Mm-hmm. While Seth and I tag team the show, and we have Connie Tomsky-Fayville as one of our producers. She helps out with a lot of scheduling. Yep. Big shout out to Connie and FRM Music. But we also want you guys to be co-producers.
Yeah.
Maybe not EPs, but you can help with the show.
Yes. Yes, you can. Absolutely.
A good producer is engaged and they care. And they will, when they're asked their opinion, they'll give you their two cents and that kind of thing. Otherwise, they're kind of in the backdrop and maybe touching on some things before even casting's done or any of that. Then there's the producers like Jerry Jones and, what he is of the Cowboys. He is the, owner of the Cowboys. He is the producer and he has to have his hands on everything. and he can't help himself. He has to have credit for everything. That is a lot of producers. Just because I have money, but I don't have any talent, that's going to help me get my name out there.
There you go.
Well, we want you guys to produce.
Yeah.
We want to know any suggestions you have for guests on the show. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Love that. You can go ahead and email us. You can also direct message us on Facebook. Just type into your search bar, WFHR, and like our page.
Yes. We are ready because we had recently had a groundswell of guests,
yeah,
and we've really enjoyed it. So keep them coming, everyone.
Being honest with the audience, there was a point where, and Seth knows about this, where I was a little nervous. We can't have every week just Seth and I talking acting. I would be okay with that, but I don't feel like that's great radio. We are very fortunate we've had the onslaught of guests. We're getting more and more booked. We've pretty much got March covered.
Pretty much.
We've got April a bit already, so we're looking for people.
Yep.
And always looking for people. So
yep.
I want to send that out. The show is also looking for a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that would legitimize the show a little bit more, which we don't necessarily need, but that wouldn't hurt.
No.
It would be a way to support a local business, along with you supporting entertainment. And Melissa has not stopped bragging about the Kitchens Open having a sponsor. She just won't let it go. James said, we have a sponsor. Director's Cut doesn't have a sponsor. So please, please, everybody, I need this.
The bragging rights are just as brutal. It is brutal.
We have got some fun stuff coming up. Seth and I are going to go to break right now. We'll come back with your National Day of Calendar here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you on this February 22nd, 2023. Time to get into our National Day of Calendar.
All right.
It is Inconvenience Yourself Day.
Huh? Well, Mother Nature really helped us out on that one.
We're covered on this one, literally. Do you know those days when you just can't be bothered to get out of bed? Well, Inconvenience Yourself Day is one of them. So put on your happy face and go out there and be nice. The concept may have originated with Miss Julia Thompson, and it was meant to serve as an incentive for others to acknowledge their appreciation for acquaintances or strangers, and to promote a respectful attitude and an attention to demeanor. Put on your game face day, everybody.
I mean, that's otherwise known as, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think you could have simplified it a little bit there. Right? I was having one of these mornings today. I did not sleep last night with all the snow, and I did some shoveling, and then there was getting the snow off the car, and then the shoveling,
more
and all
shoveling,
that.
And
I can't feel my neck. I got World War III between my ears. You walk in this building. As soon as I walk in this building, game face on.
Yeah,
and you got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's inconveniencing yourself, but that's kind of life.
That's
kind of
really
how things go. I mean, you know, I feel for anybody that's in a similar situation, but work to be done.
Society would not work so well if everyone convenienced only themselves.
Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't make things work very well.
Granted, there is a line in the sand, I think, with this. We talked yesterday, Melissa and I, quite a bit about overworking ourselves, especially as Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit later about a 4-day work week.
Nice.
If you've been paying attention, well, Carl and I brought this up back in the day. I think even Bob and I might have talked about it. But we've talked about it at least 6 or 7 times in the last year.
Yeah.
More and more of these stories are popping up.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more and more like... I believe that we may be getting to a point where it's not just if it's going to happen, it's just when it's going to happen.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
We've seen a rise of people talking about mental health and the importance of that.
Yep.
So I think, yes, there is something about having a good work ethic and putting your nose to the grindstone and getting the job done and all these things. But also understanding there's a line in the sand. You push things too far.
Yeah.
What good are you going to be the next day?
Exactly. All that means for me is more weekend programming here. Woo! Yeah,
no, right. Single tasking day.
Okay.
So this day is a day where you don't get a lot done. I don't know. Today, all we hear is the lauding for multitasking.
Mm.
That often leads to a pile of half-finished tasks or one that are complete but having been finished in less than an optimal time or optimal form. So it's a good day to kind of take your time with individual things. Like, okay, I got to get this, and this done. Break it down.
Yeah.
Grab one thing at a time.
And do it, then go on to the next one after you're done.
Yep. Remember the mighty squirrel. He does not grab all those nuts for winter all at once. He grabs them one at a time.
That's right.
One at a time.
Squirrels. That's what we need to learn more from.
I think Be Humble Day is one of the greatest days. Is the greatest day ever. No. It's Be Humble Day, everybody.
I am so good at Be Humble Day. Yes, I am the best at it.
You're no way better than, you're not better than I am at being humble. You are definitely not better than I am at being humble. I've been working at this for a long time.
Yeah, man, come on.
No, I'm serious about this. I am way humble. I told a joke the other day at in class.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody complimented something I was doing and said, well, the other teachers never did this. I'm glad that you are. It really changes mm-hmm. and stuff. I was like, well, I'm ahead of my time. I mean, way, way ahead of my time. Like, so much so that I've lapped.
I've lapped myself, yeah.
There's a phrase that has stuck with me since I was a kid called humble hustle. Mm-hmm. Where everything I was just talking about before, about having a good work ethic, mm-hmm. Standing up for yourself, in your job and all those things, while also, if you are doing something good, chances are, let others brag for you.
Exactly.
I don't need to talk about this being the greatest radio station in Central Wisconsin. I don't need to say that we have the greatest morning show in Central Wisconsin. Our listeners let us know all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I did just kind of drop
you
that.
Just did, but yeah. But anyway.
I was hoping I was laying it out thick enough. I don't know, maybe I needed to
humble
lay
brag. That's yeah. a humble brag, right? Does that count?
I honestly do genuinely believe
yeah.
that. I think that one of the outliers to that, though, is when you get kind of looked over mm-hmm. at your job, which happens to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced that. I experience it quite a bit, actually. And then you have these moments where you are noticed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's kind of like, oh, you were there the whole time? Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing this a while now.
Yeah, thanks for noticing.
Yeah. I feel like it does come around.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think that when you have an opportunity to be humble, that is probably going to benefit you better than having an ego.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met a lot of people in my life that have a big ego or anything like that, and they're happy, no matter how accomplished they are. We hear this all the time with athletes
mm-hmm.
and celebrities and that. How happy is Aaron Rodgers?
I was going to say, I have no. He doesn't seem that happy.
No.
Because he keeps trying to find something, and it's like, well, I kind of feel bad for him, actually.
I'm not trying to be mean or pick on him. I'm actually like, what? Imagine, first off, having the privilege to be able to isolate yourself for 4 days in darkness. How many of you have the money to do that? How many of you have the days off of work
to be able to do something like that? Do you have a dungeon in your house you can go to?
But to your point, this guy's like searching and searching and searching for
something.
Yeah, it
seems like he's,
Did he just have this whole clarity moment? Like, that ego of his, that chip on his mm-hmm. shoulder will not go away.
Yeah.
No matter what he does, it's never enough. That can drive athletes. That can make them.
It certainly does.
Certainly their greatness. But mm-hmm. again, I believe there's a line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hear many people talk about being happy once they retire. It's so interesting to see the athletes that find a second act.
Right.
And can have some life afterwards. You would think that their families would do that. But I mean, if that's not going to do it for you, then hopefully something like that.
Yeah. So.
It is National Cook a Sweet Potato Day.
I like sweet potatoes.
Don't go out. If you're going to go out for them, do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always heard they're very good.
You've always heard it. You've not even ever tried.
I don't think I really. I think
sweet potato fries?
Well,
you can try them.
Okay, I was going to say, when I was down in Texas, I did, I believe.
Yeah.
I had the fries, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that, I don't know if that counts. So.
Oh, I think it does. I think it counts.
National Walking Your Dog Day. Walking the Dog Day. It's a good one.
Careful. That's all. You know, a little slippery out there.
It is a little slippery. Yeah. And certainly want to get that in early if you can.
Yes.
And that also reminds us of, your furry friends, keeping an eye out for them this mm-hmm. time of year. We know how you get distracted. You let them outside. You get busy. Give yourself reminders. If you have to walk around with an empty doggy bag or something like that, if you have to even leave the window cracked, so you're like, why is it so cold in here? Oh, yeah, I left the dog outside. If any of this stuff seems unreasonable to you, too dang bad. You're the one that brought a dog into your home.
Yes.
You asked for this.
You have the responsibility now. Yeah.
Take care of the dog. Please be careful with your salt that you lay down.
Mm.
They step on that stuff, and it is like us stepping on Legos.
Mm. Ouch.
And worse, it can really infect their skin. It can infect their paws.
I didn't even know that.
It's something that we're learning more and more about in the last couple of years. Maybe a little bit longer than that, but it's relatively new. But that is something you got to keep an eye out for, those furry friends. And next month, our friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society are going to be opening their doors more for volunteers. I would encourage you, if you don't have a dog, but you like walking dogs, maybe
there
that.
There you go. Yeah. Walk some dogs.
We certainly have a lot of senior population. They may have an animal, maybe helping out and seeing if they want their dog walked.
Mm-hmm.
Shoveling today would not be a bad thing to do either.
Exactly.
And afterwards, you can have a margarita, because it's National Margarita Day.
You're all done. Go relax with a cold margarita.
Just Ooh. Might need it today.
Yeah, that's right.
It is World Thinking Day. Today's the day to think, everybody.
The one day this year that you should think.
I've been saving it all up. As you could tell if you listen to me on the air, I don't use a whole lot of...
He's starting to think again. Just today, though.
This actually has some cool origins. World Thinking Day is celebrated each year by the Girl Guides and Girl Scouts across the world on the 22nd of February. Thinking Day originated from a desire by the Girl Guides and Girl Scouts to dedicate a day to thinking about and appreciating the global spread of these movements.
Mm.
The observance of Thinking Day has been celebrated every year since 1926.
Wow.
Began over 90 years ago. The day began when the delegates from the Guide and Girl Scout organizations from across the globe attended the 4th World Conference, where it was decided that the day would be created and would be held on Lord Baden-Powell's birthday, the founder of the Girl Scout and Guide movements.
Mm-hmm.
Several years after the day was begun, at the 7th World Conference held in Poland, it was suggested that birthdays usually mean the giving of gifts. It was suggested that girls who were part of the movement could give some kind of gift or do fundraising to help support the movement.
Oh, how about that?
Olive Baden-Powell wrote a letter that was addressed to all Girl Guides and Girl Scouts and asked them to give a penny to help support the Girl Guide and Girl Scout movements around the world. Since it first launched, this day is a way to support Girl Guides and Girl Scouts across the globe.
There you go.
You can do that by maybe buying some cookies or spreading the word about the Girl Scouts and Girl Guides.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible organizations. My sister was in that. And
yeah. My mom. My mom was in Girl Scouts. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. It was a big one for her, too. Mm-hmm. And really did a big was really a game changer for mm-hmm. my sister. It's National Pink Day. Celebrate the artist Pink. She's incredible. She's a great singer, songwriter.
I was so going to go there. Thanks for stealing it. Stepping all over my line.
Yeah,
jeez.
I thought I did, too. I could catch it, too. I actually could feel that one.
Yeah.
National Pink Day. Bullying is a growing problem in the world today, and every year people hear more and more about incidents coming up regarding bullying in schools everywhere. And although it is certainly a problem within schools, bullying doesn't stop there. It mm-hmm. extends to the world outside of school and even into the virtual world of the internet, mm-hmm. where young people have created a bit of a world of their own. Bullying is unpredictable, and it doesn't tend to follow any kind of rhyme or reason. It is merely the extension of power over those who are weaker or who stand out as unusual. National Pink Day is the day dedicated to beating the bullies and breaking the cycle. That's a horrible way to word that.
I was thinking beating the bullies. Jeez.
What are they?
We don't want to do that.
See, this is where we've gotten, though, because now we're bullying the bullies. You see this on social media from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
This kid did this, and this. Let's point him out. Let's shame this kid. Let's blah, blah, blah. Aren't you bullying that kid?
Yeah,
aren't you
And that's the thing that we have to understand about bullies. Usually bullies are that way for a reason.
Yeah.
They have some issues that they need to deal with. So yes, of course, no one wants to be bullied. No one. It's a very terrible feeling. But we also have to understand, we have to figure out why those other people are doing the bullying. And I know they say, there's not a lot of rhyme or reason. I think there are reasons, specific reasons why people do it.
Yeah,
maybe not an umbrella reason why, but definitely find out the reason why specific bullying happens.
Yeah. You find this stuff out by doing this amazing math problem we figured out, talking to your kids.
Yes, exactly.
This also reminds me of the great Homer Simpson and what he went through in an episode of The Simpsons where he had Bart through his red hat and the whites, and he had a pink shirt. And he went to work with he was the only one with a pink shirt. So Burns and Smithers put him in the insane asylum, basically.
I remember that one.
Which he meets Michael Jackson. And
yes.
Michael Jackson guest stars on The Simpsons.
Yes.
But not as his, he couldn't put his name. The record company.
John J. Smith, I
was
think
it
is
something
like that.
Like that? The record company wouldn't let Michael Jackson use his real name. They actually forbid him from doing it because it was Michael, though. He's the king of pop. He still did it. But he wanted, that's how badly he wanted to be on The Simpsons.
Which was hilarious. And that was one of the mysteries for many years.
Yes.
Was it really Michael Jackson or was it just an impersonator?
Do you know the other person who had that happen?
Yeah. Mr. Sam Edick. Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman. How weird that one is, though. You would think
that one was strange.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It is also, finally, to wrap up, it is World Yoga Day. Yoga's great. I actually do a little bit of yoga
before
I work out.
I was like, I've never done it, so I don't know.
you'd be surprised not only how easy it can be once you get the hang of it, but how much better your body feels on a day-to-day basis.
I've heard that. It's true.
I was just mentioning my neck, my migraines. Mm-hmm. I would be in a lot worse shape if I didn't have at least a little yoga in my workout. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking like a prancing dog or whatever they have. And I don't know. I haven't done real yoga. I've learned a couple things from some people, and I do a couple of lotus things. That's about it.
Right.
Afterwards, I feel better. I have a better mindset, and I can beat the living daylights out of my punching bag and my muscles. But that's probably not the best way to yoga.
No.
I imagine that's not exactly what their intention was for.
I think it's to learn more about the actual yoga from maybe a professional yoga person.
Yes.
Whatever they're called, I'm not sure. But anyway.
Yoga instructor, I think, is the only term I've ever heard.
Okay.
But that is a good question if it has a specific name.
Yogi?
I like yogi. I like
yogi,
that.
Yogi Berra?
Yogi master. I like that.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I think
okay.
That might be it, actually, now that I say it out loud.
Man, we're just grasping here.
We really are. it's probably time to actually get some real facts. And
let's do
Melissa's
that.
News. We'll go ahead and get to Mel's news. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. Serious comedy starts your day. This is definitely one of the funkiest songs you will ever hear. Ever.
Absolutely.
Morris Day and the Time. Korn actually does a really, really good version of this.
Really?
The band Korn. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
interesting
cover. It's funky. It's good. Like, it's not as funky as Morris Day and the Time. I don't know anybody that could. Like, it may be Parliament. That's yeah. About, it's a pretty short list of
boy,
people.
how that voice, that singing, that kind of, that nasally voice, that really took off after that, too.
And very few artists can, that's not necessarily how Morris Day would normally sing, but because of that music, you can't help but sing like this. You can't help it.
It just comes out, man.
It's like saying the word canal. You can't say canal without putting a little funk in it. Go ahead and try it. Canal. No, you can't.
Canal.
No, you can't. You gotta
I never thought of that before.
You have to put a little funk in it.
It's a funky canal.
There's certain words that are like that, like Sheboygan. That's a funky word. That's a great word. Love that word. We good morning to our friends out in Sheboygan.
Yes.
Seth and James here with you, acting a fool at 7:40 in the clock. And we're going to have some fun coming up here right up to the top of the hour with the topics we're going to get into, including this one right here. May touch a little close to home for Seth, and I'm sure if Beth's out there listening. there are people who love Disneyland and people who are not as big of fans and people who like it once in a while. But after an exhausting 12 hours at the park, they're good for a year or five or something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Then there's a 50-year-old guy named Jeff Reitz, who just earned a Guinness World Record for visiting Disneyland 2,995 days in a row.
What?
That's 8 years, 3 months, and 13 days.
What?
His run stretched from 2012 to 2020. His last visit was March 13th, the last day the park was open before closing for the COVID pandemic.
Wow.
He was trying to make it to 3,000 and was only 5 days away.
Oh, no! Oh.
But he struggled a bit during the pandemic and decided to make changes in his life, and one of them was to stop the streak and just move on.
Oh, good for him.
Jeff's record was just certified by Guinness, and he says he'd love to return to Disneyland and show it off, but he hasn't decided on a return date yet.
Okay, well, that's, wow. He's kind of like, he really dropped it, didn't he? He's like, oh, I'm done with this now. But how do you afford it?
Thank you. That was my first question.
Okay, so I know that people in Florida can get, if you live there, you get an annual pass, for Disney World. I wonder if it's similar in California, if you live in a certain area that you're allowed, an annual pass kind of thing. They just give it to you because you live there and to get people to the park and all that kind of stuff. I'm guessing that has something to do with it. Otherwise, I think he's like a secret billionaire or something.
Yeah. In that case, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What is Brewster's Millions? What are you wasting money for, man? To me, I have some friends out in Florida that go to Disney. It's a Disney World.
World in Florida, yeah.
They'll go there just for lunch. Like, they go there for lunch, and that's it, and then they leave. And apparently, they have one of those passes things
or whatever. Yeah, annual pass.
Apparently, they got really good food there or something. And they're near it, so it's not an inconvenience.
Lots of restaurants in a lot of the parks, and a lot of really good food, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. Expensive food, though.
I would imagine. I don't think I could even say the word Disneyland. I don't have that kind of money. I don't think I could say that word.
I think they just charged you $5 for saying
pretty
it.
Sure. Good thing I have a Disney Plus account. They just take it right out of there.
There you go.
Yes, sir. We believe you mentioned Disney twice on the air today. We're going to have to take that.
Mickey, here come the lawyers.
Mickey needs his money. Yeah. Mickey needs his cash. I just can't give him cash? can you think of a place that you could go to that often?
Wow, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
If I could see, like the first couple of weeks. Because there's lots to do there, and you could, do if you take it real slow and just go to certain things. But man, like 2,000, almost 3,000 days, that seems an awful lot.
I immediately thought of zoos or aquatic zoos or museums, and those wouldn't be great, especially a museum and zoos. They tend to change some of their itinerary and stuff like that. But even with that being said, I mean. We're talking
8 years or something like that.
I was trying to look at it. Yeah, 8 years and 3 months and 13 days. Like, I can't think of many places at all. My kids doing something with them, maybe. But I wouldn't want to like burn them out of me. I would, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's enough, Dad. Yeah, I don't want any more.
Like after that 8 year stretch, it's kind of like, look, I'll see you in 10.
Okay, yeah.
10 minutes.
I've had
10
enough.
Years. 10 years. We'll see you in 10 years. I don't think I'd want that either. I can't. It just feels like. No matter anything I love or would like, I would get, burned out of it and I wouldn't like it anymore.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't go into the specifics. He visited there. Maybe he just stayed for like an hour sometimes. Some days it was just like in and out just to say I wanted to keep his streak alive because, I got a lot to do today. I got to, my laundry and whatever. Well, I don't know. They don't say that. They don't tell us well about that.
Yeah,
so.
It's not the same thing, and it's not consecutive, so it doesn't count. But I think of I just thought of work. It's a lot better now in the last couple of years, but for the longest time, I was Monday through Saturday. And Sunday, I was teaching. So I didn't really have any time. I was just consecutive work, like work. It's a little bit better now, but still very similar.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing, but that's the only equivalent I have. And maybe that's part of, stemming back to some of the other stuff we've talked about work ethic and having a good balance and all those things. That's interesting.
And how about not overdo your leisure time either? By doing the same thing over and over and over.
I know Beth likes going to Disney World. I don't know if have you guys been to Disneyland. Is there a huge difference between the two?
Yeah, well, there's their differences. Beth's been to Disneyland. I have not. I've only been to Disney World. Mm. And yes, it's obviously smaller. They have a lot less real estate to work with out there than they do in Florida.
Yeah.
But it's like the Magic Kingdom, a lot of similarities there. But in California, they've got next door, they've got the amusement park California Adventure. That's very different from the other stuff there. So, there's some similarities, but there's a lot of differences too.
I think it would be funny if Disney, like if their numbers went down, so they tried something new and like, I want to see Goofy. Oh, I'm sorry. He's at Disney World. We have only one Disney. We only have one Goofy. He's at Disney World.
Disney World today.
So they get people like, oh, if you want to see Goofy, you got to go to Disney World. If you want to see Mickey, you got to go to Disneyland.
Oh my gosh!
I may have given them an idea.
No, don't.
I apologize.
They don't need ideas like that. Man.
No, they don't. No.
And we know that they're listening in because they listen to everybody.
Yeah.
To listen if they say anything about Disney,
It does kind of seem that way. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with a Texas gentleman who had a very, very interesting find at a thrift store. We're going to talk about that when we come back here on the morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We'll take it to the top of the hour. CBS News will come in and do their thing, and then we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Center. I don't know why I combined words there. We'll get a live and direct update about what Mother Nature's got in store for us in the next 24 hours. I did see yesterday that they are predicting or are assuming by tomorrow afternoon or by tomorrow around this time, the whole state will be under a winter weather advisory. I've never seen that before.
That's amazing.
At least I don't remember that happening before. If it's happened before, I just don't remember it maybe, but I feel like I'd remember something like that.
Well, Wisconsin is a decent sized state, you know, so it's that's pretty remarkable. Yeah.
We go to a oddball story of the day. UPI.com is where we got this article, and you can go ahead and thank Ben Hooper. Does some great reporting for UPI. I just thought this was way too interesting not to share, and it's probably not going to be a national story. A Texas man who bought a secondhand CD from a small-town thrift shop made a surprising discovery inside the case. A Polaroid photo of President John F. Kennedy on the day of his assassination.
Whoa!
George Rebels said he was at the Souls Harbor thrift store in Ferris when he decided to buy Bachman Turner Overdrive's anthology on CD.
Of course.
He was definitely taking care of business. It's worst joke. That was one of the worst jokes I've ever made. I need a wah-wah over here. I need a wah-wah. I need that old trombone. I need that.
The lose sound on Price is Right. Yeah.
I'm a fan of BTO. I like BTO. Mm-hmm. I did not know they had enough for an anthology. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I mean that genuinely. I worked at Classic Rock for 10 years. I had no problem with them, but I didn't know.
Yep.
Rebels said he didn't open the CD case until about a month after the purchase, and he discovered an object inside that he'd soon realized was a Polaroid photo. The photo depicted Kennedy riding in his motorcade in Dallas. The date handwritten on the back of the photo was 11/22/63, the day of Kennedy's assassination.
Wow.
He was really shocked by this, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, no kidding.
Rebels said he knew it was an unusual find in a thrift store case. Quote, of course, I realized immediately that this was an unpublished photograph, so I was excited. It just struck me as odd to find in a CD case.
Mm-hmm.
Ferris Rookstuhl III, let's let that name just sit there for a second because that's a great name.
Wow.
Ferris Rookstuhl III, a former FBI analyst and JFK historian, said the photo appears to have been snapped as the motorcade left Love Field a good distance from the location of the assassination.
Right, right.
Quote, I just hope that someone will look at this and say, you know what, this is pretty nice to have something from history, to see something no one else has seen in probably 60 years.
Yeah, wow.
Rebel said he hasn't yet decided whether to keep the photo or try to sell it to a collector. The National Archives and Records Administration released nearly 13,000 documents related to the Kennedy assassination in December of 22, acting on an executive order from President Joe Biden. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that 97% of the Kennedy collection is now available to the public.
Wow. There you go. That's amazing. That's an amazing story.
It's pretty wild.
Wow.
I'm showing Seth because they do have a little video that goes along with this here and everything. Yep. And I just want to find the actual case.
Yeah.
So it's a two CD case. Yeah, that's what CD I was expecting. And many people would probably remember how those work. You know. So I just want to see where it's sitting right there.
Right on top. Yeah.
Right on top. As soon as he opened the CD, it would have been right there.
Wow.
That seems intentional, not forgetful.
Like, no, it does.
Honey, where did I put that picture of JFK? Where, you know, and you just misplace it. It doesn't seem misplaced. Could you imagine having that photo? You happen to be there that day. You're taking these photos of our president going in this motorcade and all that. And you just want to be a fly on the wall and take a
part of history, right? Yeah.
And then you have that. Then the assassination happens.
Yeah.
And you're left with this photo. And while there's plenty of people out there that would like to, you know, sell it or whatever, see what money they can make off of it and those kind of things, there's plenty of people out there that have no interest in that. And what do you do with it then? It almost I could see if I'm in those shoes right there in that position in that moment in history where there is no eBay, there is none of these kind of, there's no Craigslist, there's none of that stuff or anything like that, I would have some guilt. Like, that's my first feeling in this, is a guilt for this. And and if I'm not going to willing to give it to the National Archives or anything like that, I could see, like, well, I would feel wrong throwing it away. I would feel wrong burning it or any of these things. So what do I'm just going to tuck it away, you know? Hopefully, and maybe one day I'll know what the right thing to do with it is.
Yeah.
But I would, and as silly as that sounds, I realize it might not make a lot of sense to people out there, but being honest, like, that's the, just putting myself empathetically in this person's shoes. That's the first feeling I have, is this overwhelmingness of guilt that I don't have a right to have this photo. I don't I don't know what to do with this photo, you know, that kind of thing. So I could see, you know, maybe that's how that scenario happened. Otherwise, I don't know how this happens.
You know, Well, or the guy or the person who had the photo was like, I got to put this someplace safe. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm never going to get rid of my BTO anthology.
Yes.
So I'll put it right here.
Yes. Yes. I am definitely working overtime on
yes.
this. I'm making darn sure. I either way, interesting.
It's fascinating. Absolutely. A little piece of history that you never, just amazing.
Is it lame of me that I think that he should give it to the National Archives and not try to sell it or anything?
No, that's, obviously each their own, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not judging
the guy. I'm with you. That's what I would do personally, but.
I don't know his financial situation. This could be, the lottery ticket he's been needing and wanting. And
who
stuff,
knows?
So, yeah.
Who knows?
But for me, not that I'm Daddy Warbucks by any means or anything. I certainly am not.
Well, if nothing else, since I am not a BTO fan, he can sell it and buy some decent music. Sorry, that was me.
similar story here.
Okay.
A woman named Karen Green had an original iPhone from 2007, which was still factory sealed. Back then, 16 years ago, she had it. She had just scored a new management job at PetSmart. And to celebrate, her friends bought her an iPhone. But Karen never even ended up opening it. She already had a phone, and she really liked that phone. She had a contract with Verizon. At the time, iPhones could only be used by AT&T. Since it was a gift, she just kept it. A while back, she heard that a first-generation iPhone sold for thousands of dollars on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
She had it appraised in 2019 for $5,000, and now she finally decided to unload it. It sold at auction on Sunday for over $63,000.
Oh my gosh.
It was expected to sell $50,000. Karen's friends probably paid about $599 for it back in 2007.
Wow. Wow. Okay, first of all, those are some awesome friends.
Yeah.
They got her an iPhone?
Yeah, those are friends you never let go of.
Yeah, no.
You make that work, whatever goes on.
Those are some great friends. Man,
giving him an iPhone. Friends, but I ain't got that kind of friends.
I bet you if we polled your friends, hey, would you guys get James and I? There'd be lots of laughter.
You would never have a result. They'd be laughing too hard. You'd never get a yes or a no. You know? I more power to her. Apple has made enough money off of us. More power to you guys.
Who needs a first? You're not going to use it as an iPhone. I mean, it could be an interesting conversation piece to have, but I'm with her. Just sell it. Yeah, just get rid of it. Have some other person spend a whole bunch of money on it. Here, I'll take your money. Yeah.
Years ago, back when I worked at Cops, and back when it was Cops, and I was working with my buddy Steve. I've mentioned on the air a number of times. Steve is looks like this gigantic. He's a Kiss fan. He's at least 3 or 4 inches taller than I am, and just built good. Inside teddy bear, just teddy bear inside. Not that don't let that spread though. Him and I, Steve collected Pez dispensers.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if he still does. I believe he does. But he collected Pez dispensers. And I remember seeing his collection and being like, geez, this is a cool collection and all. But, who's really into this thing? Some years, maybe a little while after that, maybe a year after that, I don't know. I'm on eBay looking for something. And I see this Pez dispenser that is on. I think it was a Daffy Duck Pez dispenser or something like that. $15,000. The bidding was going up on it.
Wow.
For a Pez dispenser. If it exists, there's collectors of it.
It is.
No matter what you're talking about, I almost challenge you. Go ahead and see. Hey, there's nobody that's collecting pen tops.
Bet you there are.
There might be. Probably is. It's just fascinating to me. I grew up with my father being one of the biggest car collectors you'll ever know. He loves his baseball, football, basketball cards, his hockey cards, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Collectors is kind of, I'm very familiar with that.
Right.
And I know you can collect anything. But the idea of collecting a 2007 iPhone and spending over $63,000 on it. If that doesn't tell you that we have a gap in income that is insane, that somebody has the money that they can do that, and they didn't just go broke from doing it,
you're right, it's crazy, because it's nothing you're going to use. There's going to be no use for it at all. To me, certain things make more sense at collecting than others. Some things are made to be collected. Like you said, your dad's sports cards.
Yeah.
Those are made to be collected and saved and traded, and have fun with, right? iPhones were not made for that reason. They were made for a specific reason.
Did you need a paperweight that bad? I'm looking. I don't like any of these paperweights I'm seeing. You know what? It would make a great paperweight, a 2007 iPhone.
And I want to be clear. I'm fascinated by old technology. I think it's really interesting and cool to find out about these things. But, I mean, think about all the old computers you have. It's like, what do I do with these things? You know, I've got all these old computers laying around. What do I do?
I've got, like, three or four laptops that don't work just sitting in the basement. Yes, yeah.
Anyone want to buy $63,000 for my old laptop? Yeah?
Right,
anyone?
Right,
anyone?
Please.
Yeah.
Look, I'll take $63. Yeah. I'm cheap on this one. I don't know. That I can't think of anything that I necessarily collect or would collect, and I definitely can't think of anything that I'd spend that kind of money on, even if I had it to burn.
I'm not even a car. I'm sorry. I'm not spending that much on a car.
No.
Forget it.
A house? But you don't want to buy a house for $63,000. Probably not.
Definitely a fixer-upper.
Yeah. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, and I want to talk about this 4-day work week experiment that we'll get into that. We have to talk about rage applying and figure out what that is, and plenty of other terminologies will come along with it.
I'm sure.
And we will, of course, have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.